When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This may be a Happer show first.
Couldn't possibly be.
I'm looking at Happer show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed right now. And you know what I see? Jack bleep. Nothing.
That's right.
Except for a stream of our show and a lineup tweet. And that means zero poll questions.
Yeah, no poll questions, no memes, no...
We didn't even do a panic poll question.
What was I doing?
What were you doing all show?
I don't know.
Stuffing your face with popcorn.
We had three guests. I had time.
We had... I must have said something funny today.
I was preparing for unsportsmanlike conduct.
I thought, oh, okay. Well, Josh, we're going to have a conversation then. If you're going to be focused on other shows while you're doing this show, it takes away from your regular show, then maybe we should... reconsider you doing this.
You've never used the Connor Happer show to prep for Jay's pod or the Locked On podcast or Omaha Storm Chasers emceeing or...
No. The Jay's
or
pod.
Or Jay's live.
No, because I'm talking the whole show, Josh. Talk. That's all I do is talk. And I'm a bad multitasker. And so I can't, you know, look stuff up on the computer while I'm talking. I've never done that before.
The YouTube audience has come through for us. Poll question, are poll questions dead? Charles also asked, poll question, did Happer say anything funny today?
Okay, please ask those right now.
Okay.
And then we'll get an immediate, like, two votes. And then those will be our...
First two votes count the most, huh?
Yep. So okay. Get those out there. Then we'll take stock of where we're... Are you doing it? I don't hear you typing.
I'm texting because I've already logged out of the Twitter account. Because, you know, Nick's going to get in here and then he's like, oh, I'm busy. I got to get in here.
Yeah. He likes when things are set up for him.
He's got to not set the stream audio up properly.
Third poll question.
Whoa.
Is producer Josh mailing it in?
That's fair. Fair question.
So three poll questions. Are poll questions dead? Did Happer say anything funny today? And is producer Josh mailing it in? All heading up right now at Happer Show. Look at Josh just tapping away on his phone. First one up. Let's discuss it.
Okay.
Did Happer say anything funny today? After this will be the fourth vote. I'm going to say yes.
I'll say yes.
75% say no.
Of course.
So, which means I was the only person who said I thought I said something funny today. Poll question number two. Is @producer_Josh mailing it in?
100%.
Four votes so far. I'm going to be the fifth. I'm going to say yes. 100% yes is the response so far. And finally, are poll questions dead? Two votes so far.
I was one of them.
I'm going to vote no, because you revived him here in this last 10 seconds. But 66.7% said yes.
Oh, man.
So I was the one lone vote on the other side of that one. Okay, thank you.
We got there, everyone.
Those are the poll questions, Josh. What are we watching this weekend?
We're going to watch a lot of NBA this weekend. Two games tonight on ESPN, 6 o'clock tip between the Cavs and the Magic. That's right, they are playing a playoff series. You probably forgot that already.
What's the score?
Cleveland leads 3-2.
Oh, here we go.
Then that is followed by the last game the Clippers will play this basketball
season.
Hell
yeah!
Against the Dallas Mavericks in Texas, 8:30 tip there. Dallas leads 3-2. Should there be a game 7 in either of those series, it will be played on Sunday. And then 6 o'clock Saturday night, TNT. It is game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals. It is the Tim Connelly revenge series. That's right. Denver's GM is now Minnesota's GM.
Yeah.
As the Nuggets host the Timberwolves this Saturday night. Both those teams split their four games together this season.
And I have mild concern.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that'll be a fun series to watch if you don't have a rooting interest. Tonight, two hockey games on, a couple of game sixes on TNT. Vancouver Canucks at the Nashville Predators, 6 o'clock. Vancouver leads that one 3-2. And then 9 o'clock tonight, Dallas leads the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2. They will play in Vegas. Any game sevens in those series would be played on Sunday. And then tomorrow night, one game in the NHL on ABC at 7 o'clock. Game 7 between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. Mm.
I'll say that thing about hockey game sevens.
Game 7. It's just the two best words in sports. Carolina Hurricanes, New York Rangers, TBD Sunday. It kind of depends on when everything else shakes out. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals there. Rangers took 2 of 3 from the Hurricanes earlier this season. Baseball on your TV this weekend. Giants, Phillies, 5:40 on Apple TV tonight. 6 o'clock Sunday night on ESPN. Toronto Blue Jays, Washington Nationals, your other Apple TV game. It takes place the same time as the other Apple TV game, 5:40. That makes sense, Manfred. Marlins, A's, 8:40 tonight on ESPN Plus if you're a sicko. Brewers, Cubs, it's on right now on MLB Network. 1:20 tomorrow on ESPN Plus. Mets, Rays, 6 o'clock Saturday night on Big Fox. College baseball, all three games of Creighton St. John's this weekend, including the one that starts here in about 15 minutes.
Need it.
On ESPN Plus. So you can watch the Jays this weekend.
That's what you're going to be watching today. John's going to want to watch that instead of the Cubs, I think.
I would think so. It's a bigger game. Nebraska, Minnesota, all three games on Big Ten Plus. Horse racing this weekend. The 150th Kentucky Derby is on NBC. Post time is 5:57 tomorrow evening. Volleyball, Nebraska spring match against Denver and Kearney, 2 o'clock on Nebraska Public Media tomorrow. And then Saturday night volleyball on CBS Sports Network. The Supernovas take on the Columbus Fury. Four games left in the regular season. Omaha has clinched a spot in the playoffs that will be held right here in Omaha. Unfrosted is a movie on Netflix starting today. It is directed by and starring Jerry Seinfeld. In a time when milk and cereal rules breakfast, a new pastry aims to shake up the biz. That's right. It's a Pop-Tarts origin movie. Jerry Seinfeld stars with Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, and Hugh Grant. The Chicago Sun-Times has called this one of the worst movies of the decade. So,
it's got well, that going what does the it. Chicago Sun-Times know?
What do they know? And then
fake
on,
news, Chicago Sun-Times.
And then Sunday night at 7 o'clock on Netflix. That's right. It's not available whenever you want it. You have to tune in at a specific time on Netflix Sunday night. The Roast of Tom Brady, a.k.a. the greatest roast of all time. Kevin Hart hosts with Jeff Ross, Randy Moss, Julian Edelman, Gronk, and Drew Bledsoe serving as roast masters.
Nice.
I feel like Drew Bledsoe probably has some material.
He's got some wine, too.
Bill Belichick, Nikki Glaser, and more are expected to appear as well, Connor.
Very good, Josh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck on your journey.
My journey?
Yeah, on your,
I have a journey?
On your four-hour journey.
Oh, yeah. I'll just...
Are you going to just sit over here, not be on camera, and just...
Yeah, I don't have a laptop. I'm
respond to the things that John says for 4 hours?
Yeah, I will be focused on the radio portion of the radio program.
Well, we're a TV show now, too.
Yeah.
Get used to it. All right, Josh. Well, I wish you good luck. And we will have a fun crossover, which is coming up next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.